Good morning and welcome back to our Winter CEO Peer-to-Peer 2020 column. My name is Bethann Stubbe and I'm the Director of Publications and Press. I am joined, as always, by our fearless leader, especially in 2020, Joy Heathrush. Joy, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Bethann.
It's been an incredible year in so many ways, good and bad. And the challenges that we've seen really are now precedented times, as we talked about a little before. So let's start off with looking back a bit. And when you look back on 2020, what sticks out the most to you?
Well, I think we can't, as uncomfortable as it is, we can't start any conversation about 2020 without saying, recognizing how much people suffered. And without recognizing that suffering, it's hard to also recognize the triumphs and the silver linings. But we know that people in our community, people lost jobs, people have been ill or had loved ones who were ill. They've been educating children. They've been dealing with aging parents that they might not be able to see. They transformed organizations from high touch, white glove, in-person organizations to remote organizations. And we know that this has taken a toll on everyone. And when you think about it that way, the resilience that people have shown, the creativity, the way that organizations have transformed the silver linings become that much more poignant and that much more impressive. But I think if we don't recognize how much suffering there has been in 2020, it's really hard to recognize the power of what people have accomplished.
When you talk about 2020, it sounds like there has to be a lot of empathy in the year. What do you think we're going to continue to see along those trains? Do you think we're going to continue to see tech projects changed because of this?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll start it by talking about management and leadership. I mean, I think that empathy maybe has risen to the top as the most important characteristic and trait for effective leaders right now. And I don't just mean empathy for others. I mean, you also have to have empathy for yourself. I mean, I think that self-care, listening, being purposeful about exercising empathy. You can't do management by walking around. You can't kind of run into somebody in the coffee room and see they're upset. You have to be very purposeful about outreach, thinking about what people are going through, trying to accommodate it and still accomplish all those goals that the business has, and then try to do that yourself when boundaries are blurred for home working and people are being asked to do more and more quickly. I mean, when you think about empathy going into 2021, one of the themes I've heard a lot about in the second half of 2020 is project compression. It's like, hey, you turned the whole organization remote in 48 hours. You can do that DMS implementation in 3 months, right? You can do that change of a billing system in 2 months, right? And you want to say yes. I mean, I think particularly when people are in crisis, you want to say yes and deliver, yes and deliver, yes and deliver. But at some point, you have to be able to say, you know what, my people can't do that. I can't do it. We can't do it right. We can't do it at the right level of quality or with the right level of security. And then I have to be able to communicate that, because that's empathy too. It's understanding what your audience needs to hear. And that includes about risk. Sometimes the answer isn't yes. The right answer isn't yes. I mean, Bethann, I know you've heard me say this before, but it's a great mantra of mine on leadership. You get to a certain point in an organization by saying yes and delivering against all odds. And then your career can stall until you learn when and how to say no.
Do you think, especially for an organization like ILTA, that the environment and the employees will dictate the digital events, the tech projects, the acceleration of anything new in 2021?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've heard a lot in 2020, there's that old saying about doing more with less. I just don't believe in that. I think it's a fundamentally flawed construct. Now, in short periods, it can. In short bursts, it can be. But I think really the issue is what I call doing the right stuff with what you have. So you recognize what your resources are, whether they're financial, physical, human, whatever resources you have. And then you figure out with those resources, what are the most important things to do? And I think that is always a hard challenge. It's always a challenge for leadership. But when you've got plenty of resources, you don't really have to deal with it. right? It's like, oh, I'll just bring in more resources and we'll do more things. And sometimes you just don't have that option. Or you have resources, this is where your empathy comes in, that are extraordinarily stressed or have been impacted. I mean, I think every business has dealt with maybe employees who have been hospitalized or ill, or have asked for modified schedules because they're educating children at home and things like that. It's what can be done humanly and humanely as well.
Before I bump us into 2021, a little hurriedly, because obviously we all want to get out of 2020.
Yeah.
I'd love to know, from a CEO, managerial, our senior leadership team, and you've looked at our staff and you've looked at the resources that we've had, what's been the biggest takeaway for you personally as you've tried to pivot this year?
One of the things that I think is not always appreciated about organizations like ILTA is, yes, we have a professional staff of 26, 27 people. We have a volunteer cadre of 500. So it's not only what the staff can do and we have the talent and the time to do, it's what our volunteers have the talent and the time to do. When they are also working under stress, under project compression, maybe doing multiple jobs, educating children at home, all of those things. So it's looking at the pool of resources and saying, yeah, we could do 15 more of this thing because it's something our volunteers have the bandwidth to do. But maybe we can't do 15 more of this thing over here because the staff and the volunteers together don't have the bandwidth or the skills to do it. And so for me, it's always okay, we have a great idea. Someone comes to us with a great idea. What will give? You know, is this a low lift? I mean, obviously, you're always looking for things that are low lift, high impact. I don't care what business you're in. Low lift, high impact is a good combination. You don't always have that. So if you have an idea that's really good, you have to figure out what might have to drop off the to-do list in order to accommodate that new idea. And that challenges people to prioritize. Again, it gets back to doing the right stuff. I had an employee long ago, it was just an amazing employee, just worked herself, you know, very effective, very hard worker, but she had really had trouble prioritizing. So her answer was to do all 100 things on her to-do list because that way she didn't have to make any decisions. And that's not a sustainable model.
I can't imagine having a to-do list that is 100 items long is sustainable in any way or practical. And I think that practical piece will be something that we carry into 2021. So let's take that look ahead.
Okay.
What do you see being on ILTA's tech radar, our digital events radar, and really how are we going to continue to make that pivot so we are agile enough to continue to move through the end, hopefully, of this pandemic?
Yeah, the pivoting is really important. And on the tech side, there are a couple of layers to that. One is your internal tech. And this absolutely speaks to ILTA, but equally it speaks to what's happening inside our law firms and corporate law departments and with our business partners. I can remember in my law firm days, we always had two or three projects that I used to call the sacrificial lambs, because those were the ones that no one really wanted to do them anyway. And if you needed to cut something out of the budget, those could go. These were business transformation projects by and large, you know, the paperless office and those kinds of things. Well, now people are looking at that stuff going, wow, we really have to do this. You know, these business transformation projects are critical to our ability to work in a hybrid workplace, which is going to survive long after the pandemic is over. And so that's part of it, is there's some emphasis on tech that is transformational on the business side, more points of integration, more, I think, standardization in operation, fewer points of double entry, fewer manual processes. So a lot of things that are about internal tech. I think the second one, we've certainly seen in our tech survey speaks to this, is the acceleration of cloud adoption. The legal profession is perceived as being highly cloud resistant. And I think that the pendulum has swung a little bit there. So I think we're going to see more cloud stuff because people are going to be focused on, again, surviving in a hybrid workplace. And one of the ways we've been talking about it is, what's your disaster recovery plan when that's, you're living your disaster recovery plan. trying to figure out what application suite and technology stack is required for that. And I think the third one is kind of paradoxically, maybe, I think it's a great time for startups. There is a tremendous level of interest in legal technology among firms in the private equity, venture capital space. And that's a relatively new construct. We have governments. So the government of Singapore is my favorite example, that are actively investing in legal tech. So it's a good time to be a startup when you don't have kind of legacy end user issues to deal with. You can kind of start with a clean slate or a new paradigm and carry it forward. So the question will be, where do those get applied? And I think that in a lot of these business transformation projects is where you're going to see it. The final thing is just, as you said, it's digital delivery of content, whether it's an ILTA event, whether it's a partner meeting at a large law firm, whether it's a continuing legal education program, whatever it is. Again, these digital events are not going to go away. The platforms are becoming more sophisticated. People are treating digital events more like an application acquisition or implementation, which I think is right. As we emerge from the pandemic, I think the challenge will be figuring out what the mix is of digital content and in-person content. What's compelling to happen in person? And then it can't be a focus just on content. It has to be on connections. I mean, one of the things that I think of in my journey with ILTA is I went to my very first ILTA event because the agenda looked great and the content was fantastic. And of course, I kept coming back for that. But I also came back for the people. I came back for the connections. I came back to reinforce the connections I had and to make new ones, because those connections enabled me to speed projects along and mitigate risks. And that was, you know, tremendously important. So we focused a lot on content in 2020. I think going into 2021, we need to also focus on how digitally to establish and maintain those connections even better.
Because this has been a challenge of unprecedented times. Mm-hmm. I'd like us to think of 2020 as a building block. I have frequently heard you say in diversity events, at Women Who Lead events, in our education and in our all staffs, that a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. Mm-hmm. It has been my pleasure to work with our team through this year. And I'd love to have you leave us this CEO podcast with a few words of wisdom for 2021.
I think first and foremost, we have to go into 2021 with optimism. I know that that can be difficult. I think optimism is a tremendously important characteristic for leadership, for a leader, not optimism that's unwarranted, right? Unfounded. But you have to look for places where you could be optimistic. And I am. I see how our staff, how our members, how our business partners have adapted to 2020. And that makes me tremendously optimistic about 2021. There are certainly things happening in the world writ large with things like, you know, vaccinations and seeing real improvement in the spread in areas in certain countries where they've really done some good things in public policy. So what it says is that human beings can solve even the most difficult problems when properly motivated. And that gives me lots of place for optimism. I think the second thing going into 2021 is people need to temper that optimism with pragmatism. And maybe temper is the wrong word, but people can only work at the pace we've worked in 2020 for so long. There has to be some sense, I refuse to say a new normal, because things are changing too fast, still changing too fast to be normal. But in the current reality, people can work in crisis mode for weeks and sometimes even for months. It's hard to do it for years. So I think all organizations have to take that optimism and say, but what can we really do? We're optimistic and we have great plans, but we also have people with real lives who have been working in crisis for 9 months now. And what can we do that is human for them and realistic for them, the resources that we have? And then it comes back to that really choosing the right projects and the right priorities. And if people are optimistic, pragmatic, and then take their list of projects and really apply analysis, cost-benefit analysis, ROI, to them, the path will be laid clear for them of what they can do, realistically could do, and could do with the right level of quality. So that's what I would say as people go into 2021. I'm looking forward to being together in person in Las Vegas in August. I believe that is going to happen. But that's not just optimism. That's pragmatic based on what I know, what I've heard, what I've learned over the last few months. So we're preparing. And I think that's a good message for all of us.
I like the ending on we're preparing. We are preparing for 21. Joy, thank you so much. And welcome to 2021.